On average, Yellowstone National Park attracts around 3.5 million visitors each year, and the majority of these visit in June, July, and August. So, if you want to see the park without all the people, then visit during the off-season. That's the advice from the park's public affairs officer, Dan Hottle.
And the off-season for Yellowstone is what a lot of the locals consider the jewel of Yellowstone, is in the spring months or in the fall months. Both of those months do carry their drawbacks as well. In the spring, we still have a lot of snow in the park. A lot of deep snow, a lot of harsh winter conditions that still will exist all the way up into June and possibly even July. And again, those wintry conditions kick back in again in August and September. But in those months, you have less visitors walking the area. You have a little bit more of the features, the geologic features to themselves. You see more animals, but you also have to take those elements and, you know, be prepared to dress warm. I think the best time personally in the park is the winter time, and that is because Yellowstone is completely blanketed in snow, in some cases 5, 10, 15 feet of snow, and that's when all the animals are down out of the higher elevations, so they're foraging for food, they're trying to survive. It's a harsher time to see the park and see the act of survival with not only the plant and animal species, but the features, the rivers and, you know, thermal features freezing and unfreezing and thawing. So it's a shift constantly in just the elements and how severe the elements can be in a massive ecological system. Summertime's the best time to see the park as far as being able to hike and backpack, but you're also going to be sharing the trails with a lot of people. There's over 500 miles of trails, so actually 97% of the park is considered backcountry. So the idea is to get out away from the populated areas. See Old Faithful. A lot of people that come to the park, they want to see Old Faithful and they want to see some of the other features all in a day. And they don't realize that it's could be 3 or 4 hours through the park from one side to the other. And with 10,000 different features just in the geology alone, that's what makes for a long, difficult trip and a long weekend.
And how much time do you think you really should dedicate to spend in the park?
It depends on whether you want to see wildlife or thermal features or just natural cultural features. I would recommend at least a week in the park, 3 or 4 days in the northern part of the park, 3 or 4 days in the southern part of the park. The geology is different. The archaeology is different. The terrain is different. Where it might be 60 degrees and warm and sunny in Mammoth Hot Springs in the northern end of the park, it may be 5 below zero and under 10 feet of snow in the southern area of the park in the month of May. So it depends on what you like to do and what type of activities, but definitely at least a week, if not more.
And what should you bring with you?
Well, you should definitely be prepared to be out in the elements and away for an extended period of time from amenities. We have very limited cell phone access in the park, so it's very hard to find a cell signal. It's very hard to get on a wireless internet connection signal unless you're in the more heavily populated visitor areas. So a lot of people take extra water. They take flashlights and batteries. They bring extra blankets, especially if they're camping. So if you're bringing camping gear, you always want to be prepared to stay in a couple days longer than you might think you might originally plan for, just in case you need to be rescued or rangers need to intervene and come find you. Also, you have to be very aware of the wildlife. Right now, with the heavy snows, it brings a lot of the grizzly and black bears down to the lower elevations. So we recommend bear spray. We recommend safety precautions around bears, keeping your distance. We have a general rule of 30 yards away, 25, 30 yards away from hoofed animals, which are primarily make up most of the animals in the park, and 100 yards away from wolves and bears.
That's Dan Hottle from Yellowstone National Park.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.